Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance and the markets. When India's stock market crashed in March 2020, much like in the rest of the world, few would have predicted a quick recovery. But recover it did, and how? Within 6 months, the benchmark indices had regained most of the lost ground. And then they continued to climb, defying the naysayers. Something similar has happened in 2022, and not once but twice already. Consider this, the BSE Sensex slipped from above 61,000 in January to around 52,260 in March. It came close to 61,000 again in April and then fell below 51,000 in June, dragged down by interest rate hikes as well as concerns related to inflation and an economic slowdown. And now, barely 2 months later, the Sensex climbed above 60,000 yet again. The NSE Nifty followed a similar trajectory, and came within kissing distance of 18,000. On Friday, however, both indices fell almost 1%. We will get to the reasons behind the rally and the fall in a little while, but what should investors do at this moment? Should you take some profits off the table or stay invested? Should you invest even more as some market experts predict the bull run will continue? Or should you choose fixed deposits instead now that interest rates are rising? Well, there is no one right answer for everyone. Each investor should make a decision that's right for themselves considering a host of factors such as their asset allocation, capital requirements, and risk appetite. Chunchunwala's legacy. The big bull of the Lal Street, Rakesh Chunchunwala, passed away last weekend due to ill health. He was 62. His death came as a shock to most people as he was seen in public just days before during the launch of low-cost carrier Akasa Air. Chunchunwala made his mark with a big bet on Titan, the Tata Group's watches and jewelry arm, about 2 decades ago. His stock market picks are among the most widely followed portfolios in the country. He held stakes in at least 32 publicly listed companies and his portfolio was worth more than 32,000 crore at the time of his death. Titan was the biggest stock in his portfolio, accounting for almost a third of the total value. Tractor maker Scotts Kubota, Star Health and AMP, Allied Insurance, Metro Brands, Tata Motors, Tata Communications, Indian Hotels and Chrysler were the other stocks in his portfolio. By far the most well-known stock market investor in India, Chunchunwala was always bullish on the India growth story. Also regarded by some as the Warren Buffett of India, Chunchunwala not just built a fortune by investing in stocks but also encouraged scores of people to look at stock market investments to create wealth. Carpe diem. The stock market's rebound indeed prompted some investors to seize the moment and take profits. The most notable investors this week to do so were two US-based private equity firms, KKR and Blackstone Group Incorporated. KKR has sealed its biggest exit deal from India, after retuning its private equity ship in the South Asian nation with a few key moves over the last 2 years. KKR sold its entire 27.5% stake in Max Healthcare Institute Limited and pulled out about 9,200 crore rupees. It had previously sold shares of the hospital chain twice, in August 2021 and earlier this year. In all, it generated a total of 15,700 crore rupees from Max Healthcare. Blackstone, the world's biggest PE firm by assets, sold part of its stake in auto component maker Sonar BLW Precision Forgings Limited for around 4,045 crore rupees. Last year, at the time of Sonar BLW's IPO, Blackstone had sold shares worth 5,250 crore rupees. This means Blackstone has generated a total of around 9,300 crore rupees from the two share sales. Its remaining stake in Sonar is worth about 6,200 crore rupees. Crude oil, economic outlook. A number of factors in recent weeks helped the market rebound. In India, markets took comfort from continued strong inflows from local investors and the return of foreign portfolio investors after almost 10 months. A decline in crude oil prices and a slight moderation in inflation helped, too. In fact, the price of India's crude oil basket declined to a 6-month low of $91.45 per barrel this week. This is down from a near 14-year high of $128.24 per barrel after Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24. Global crude oil prices have fallen in recent weeks due to concerns about a global recession and slowing demand. The decline in crude oil prices may not immediately result in a similar drop in prices at the retail level, but it does give greater room to the Reserve Bank of India on interest rates and makes its fight against inflation a little easier. The RBI said in its monthly bulletin this week that it expects retail inflation to ease to 5% by April to June 2023. Moreover, signs of a slowdown in the US economy are prompting some analysts and investors to predict the US Federal Reserve may not increase interest rates as aggressively as they thought earlier. However, the minutes of the Fed's July 26 to the 27 policy meeting showed this week that there was little evidence of inflation pressures easing in the US. The Fed has also said that it remains committed to lifting interest rates as high as necessary to bring inflation under control. This clouds the outlook of the world's biggest economy and will have a domino effect on the rest of the world, more so because of the war in Europe and a sharp slowdown in China, the world's number two economy. Will all this hurt India, too? Probably. How hard? That's difficult to say.